It's the Madman DVD review with Dr. Maria Walls.
Great sting.
Check this out.
Love this trip-hop bed you've got there. Hi, Maria, how are you?
I'm well, thanks, Mikey. How are you?
Thanks for coming in on this disgusting, horrible day.
It is filthy out there. Yeah,
God, it's horrible. Look
at that. So much rain, so little time.
Oh, look at that. I mean, you know. Anyway, so thanks for coming in. For the Madman DVD review. And what pray tell DVD are we reviewing?
Well, this morning we actually have a TV series from Auckland, and it's called West Side Series 3.
New Zealanders make wonderful television.
don't we? And of course, West Side is a prequel to Outrageous Fortune. That means it goes back in time.
I've seen a couple of episodes of West Side, but I've never got on board with it because I didn't watch sort of local TV for a while. But maybe you have to go for a 3-season box setter.
Yeah, I think that's probably the way to do it. I mean, season 1 and 2 were quite successful. And, you know, that's not always the way because Outrageous Fortune itself was, you know, one of the biggest buzzers. So for
well, that just suddenly felt like Outrageous Fortune was a long time ago when you just said that.
I know, embarrassing,
wow,
isn't it?
Wow, coming out.
Makes people feel, you know, elderly.
No, I don't say that. I still feel very sprightly and young, but I just,
I was thinking about myself,
because if they've done 3 seasons of West Side, that didn't start till Outrageous Fortune finished, is that right?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
And this the third series is set in 1982.
Oh, big year for Auckland,
which is quite great. Yes,
face
it was.
Of the 80s. Do you remember that?
yes, I do. Oh my gosh, there must be some really great soundtracks to Face of the 80s.
You should.
Betson and Hedges fashion. Blah, blah, blah.
Oh yeah,
Siggy fashion week.
I know.
Siggies.
Fashion week is supported by tobacco.
Betson and Hedges. Used to be the Rothmans cricket and all this stuff.
Didn't it?
Yeah. How did those cigarette companies get all that money to sponsor things with?
I don't know. Gosh. I think that people donated it.
Yeah.
In exchange for diseases.
So if you I'll see. I'll trade you voices. Hey, were you a fan of Outrageous Fortune?
I think it's
right from the get-go. Right, so
Just point out, I'd never seen Outrageous Fortune before, but I started watching it a couple of weeks ago. My flatmates got it all on DVD, and I think it's brilliant.
How many seasons did that run for in the end? It's not important. No, it's not important. Shouldn't ask. That's great, man. Like, my ex-partner Claire had a part in that, and she bought the. Of course, they film it ages before it gets on TV. She brought it home, bought the script home, and I remember I'm going to read the next season of Outrageous Fortune. Woohoo! And then I got halfway through the first page of the script and was laughing out loud, and I thought, that's pretty good, man. That's
pretty tidy writing, isn't it?
I'm critical.
Yeah.
And I was sitting there just having a good belly laugh to, you know,
to the gags.
A bit of locally written. You know,
I class it as good as Shameless, the original, the English version, not the American version, which is crap.
I just haven't started Shameless, and I keep getting told off about it by all my friends.
Outrageous Fortune ran between 2005 and 2010.
Oh, yeah, right.
Yeah, so it was actually quite a while back now.
Very popular. And so, I didn't realise West Side had done 3 seasons.
Yeah, the third one is actually just being filmed. Well, it's just being released now. So it's actually. I probably shouldn't say this on the Madman DVD review.
The fourth one's airing at the moment, is it?
Oh, no, the third one is. This is the third one.
So this is one you're reviewing?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, and it's only started airing on TVNZ, just say. However, if you want the box set, you can't get there from, you know, live streaming, so here's an opportunity to buy it through Madman.
So you can get the season 3 before it goes to air, is what you're saying?
It's on air at the moment.
It's just ended.
I haven't watched all of them, but of course we get new actors in prequels because you can't really take Robin Malcolm back to 1982 and make her look like she was in 1982. I mean, maybe you could.
Although apparently in season 3, we do get Cheryl West, a very young Cheryl West, is this right?
This is right, yeah. Mm. Yeah, without too many spoilers. And of course...
Which you've got to be careful when you do something, you've got to make sure you get that casting and writing right, don't you?
You do, especially...
That character's endeared herself to many people in this nation.
It could go one of two ways.
And of course, we ended up, here's a spoiler, with an Australian playing Cheryl West.
Yeah.
An Australian?
Yes.
Well, it kind of makes
Ashley
sense.
Cummings.
Because would any New Zealand actor want to take on the mantle of Robin Malcolm? He'd be going, oh, no, I'm all right, eh?
Yeah, it's a pretty... pretty giant stilettos to fill. Leopard skin ones, I'm sure.
And like you say, you know, with that much... with the original series, with Outrageous Fortune and then the first couple of seasons of West Side, you've almost run out of actors, surely. Surely. I mean, this is New Zealand. New Zealand just doesn't have that. You know, like, sometimes you watch TV and you're, there they are again. There's the same six.
Are you saying
there,
the typecasting?
No, I'm just saying. I'm saying
you've got some pretty fantastic ones, though. You've got David De La Torre.
I don't mean that. Don't mean the actors are bad.
Dan
I'm just saying
it's hard.
We don't have a big pool of actors to
We've
call
got
from.
Such
you know?
A tinsy little pool. It's almost repetitive.
A tinsy little pool.
But David De La Torre and Dan Musgrove, in particular, you don't see that often, and they're both.
That's true.
They're good old gents. Good actors.
And they're leads in this, of course. So Ashley Cummings was...
Good old gents.
Hello. Very respectful.
Yes. Could use old-fashioned language to talk about West Side.
We should do a whole show in old-fashioned language one day. Let's do that.
Westy Bogans.
Let's do a whole show in Victorian speak.
See, sorry, I won't let you do accents, but I'll let you do that.
Let me.
Sorry, I forgot. Nobody tells the old have what to do.
Oh. Nobody, apart from my mum and girlfriend.
I don't want any fisticuffs on this particular segment. Well, actually, it could be quite fun. Of course.
I'll give you an arm wrestle.
Well, maybe you two are actually just
pinochle.
You're actually just feeling West Side, aren't you? You've become bogan criminals.
The only thing I don't like about Outrageous Fortune, it sort of made it okay for everybody in New Zealand to be a thick bogan. And you know, it's fun to be a thick bogan, part of your life. But you want people to think you can at least have a conversation. You know,
I disagree. I think it wasn't representative of the bogan culture. I think it was the most Ponsonby version of bogan culture ever.
Interesting.
Yeah, but it still made bogan culture all right. I just think there's.
I mean, it sort of branded it and wrapped it up. And
I might not want to knock the rock. They've got a lot of listeners.
Gentrified bogan culture.
Gentrified bogan culture.
There we go.
GDC.
Thank you, Sarah.
Yeah,
perfect.
That's right, it is. The GDC. Right.
Yeah.
Listen to us, eh?
Oh, my goodness. Somebody's just texting saying Rothman's rescue helicopter.
Yeah, nice. That's fantastic. That's
helping
fantastic.
You out
what
with
about
your health, Siggies?
What about Dunhill Starship?
Oh, my Lord.
Pardon?
Auckland City Mission, sponsored by ICE.
Oh my Lord.
Peter Stuyvesant orange juice.
Oh, and there's got to be some sort of like raw foods tobacco sponsorship happening too, maybe.
Simple green juice brought to you by Holidays. Because it's like having a holiday. It's just the same. Costs as much.
Winnie Red Yoga.
Yeah, a holiday in Beijing.
Winnie Red Yoga.
There are all kinds of possibilities. Anyway.
See, I think when you say Winnie Reid, I think of Winston Peters.
Yeah, I know. We were talking about Winnie before.
Do you think about superannuation?
A little bit.
I'm always thinking about superannuation.
Yeah, I was listening. West Side Series 3, fantastic watch. I haven't seen all of it. I've seen quite a few episodes. Highly recommend it. Ashley...
Who's your favourite actor?
Well, currently Ashley Cummings, who plays Cheryl West, because she was absolutely brilliant when she was growing up on television. I think she was on Play School in Australia.
Oh.
And then she was on Puberty Blues, which was that really controversial...
Puberty Blues!
Yeah, that really controversial
Blues.
Series.
Yeah, that came out when we were all... My friends were all going through Puberty Blues.
So she
could relate to it, you know.
Yeah, totally. Just slightly sunnier over there.
Shout out to all the people who work in Kids TV.
Oh,
shout out.
Oh, nice.
You know, we're
nice.
Joking about the casino being sponsored by cigarettes. Someone has brought it to my attention here that Starship is sponsored by the casino.
Wow, there we go. You see, corporate. It is, corporate corruption.
Yuck, the casino. Here comes old Mr. Blah Blah, play some music texter as well. It doesn't make me want to play music when you text it like that. Not even a please.
Oh,
Maria, you carry on with your segment as you see fit.
Oh, that's so kind. Maybe we could go on for another 15 or 20 minutes.
Oh, man, yeah. It becomes like a challenge, doesn't it? Sorry, texter.
Do you know what it is? What you actually we're all experiencing is rainy day syndrome.
Yeah.
This is like at school at the rainy day when you're cooped up in the hall and you're cooped up in the corridors and you smack each other with your sandals or whatever people did back in the day.
Jellies.
That stink of,
boys.
Wet wool and boys. And eggs from the...
And girls on their second ever impulse underarm deodorant.
Really lovely.
Oh, come on. If you're going to talk about impulse.
Impulse? Repulse?
I've got part of the Lynx generation.
Lynx is heinous, isn't it? Lynx stinks.
Gosh. Did you say it?
Yeah, I think we're actually slagging off quite a few
potential clients.
Potential sponsors.
The sales of BFM could really drop.
Sorry, Benson and Hedges.
Brought to you by Spring Blossom Impulse. All right, Tom.
Back to 1982.
Speaking of Impulse and links, we have a DVD to give away.
Wonderful.
Oh,
it's
well
the best
done.
Segue
well
I've ever done. Thanks, mate. And would you recommend people try and win this DVD? Is it good? It's a good run?
Yeah. In fact, it'd be interesting to choose a particular demographic to win it, right? Since, what did you say?
I think you're
the gentrified bogan culture. Should somebody who identifies as a Westie Bogan win it?
Yeah,
or somebody who identifies
truly
as
representative.
A Ponsonby on it?
Well, they've probably got enough DVDs already.
You know, some people in Ponsonby aren't Ponsy dicks, you know?
I live right next door to Ponsonby. I'm more than willing to put myself
so really
in that
you
pot.
Do live in Ponsonby?
I live on K Road.
Oh, under the bridge.
Under the bridge. Pretty
so how are we giving this away?
Blah,
blah, blah, play some musics.
Maybe
have we decided how we're going to give it away? Rob, how's your water? Is your water okay? Have you got Maria to... You mentioned before you wanted Maria to...
speak to it.
You already had a chat to the water?
How do we chat?
Offline.
All right. Okay. Well, so how are we going to do this? I'm not the host. I'm just sitting here.
You are the host, though.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. All you need to do is tell us who is the lead actress in West Side, because it's not really about Cheryl West per se, is it?
No.
Who's we've time travelled back.
So who's the part she plays that old... plays is what's the name of the character?
Well, Cheryl West, of course.
Not Cheryl West. No.
Well, the part she plays is Cheryl West.
No, I'm thinking of the part that.
Sorry.
She'd be the lead actress in the series.
Yeah, that's
she?
True. That's true.
Ms. Preble, Antonia Preble. But what's her? Whose character is she playing?
What's
the name of the character? 309-3879. Not only will you win the prize, but it'll tail off the segment. We'll get it done. Hi, BFM.
G'day. Is it Paula Bennett?
She'd be quite well placed.
Tony Preble could play Paula Bennett if she tried.
Did you see Paula Bennett on the news?
That's not me dissing Tony, that's me dissing Paula.
Did you see Paula Bennett on the news last night denying that she leaked it? That's ridiculous. Well, calm down.
A little bit of overcompensation, you reckon?
Yeah, totally.
Of course, the best person to play Paula Bennett is Thomas Sainsbury.
Yeah.
Go ahead, please, caller.
Oh, hi, Mikey.
Hello.
Rita.
It is Rita
West.
Hey.
Rita West. Classic character. I really like that character, too. I like the way it was written in Outrageous Fortune. I like the way it's written in that. All right, what's your name?
My name is Tony.
Tony, hold the line, Tony. Maria, thank you so much for joining us on this rainy day. Have a wonderful day.
You too.
That was the Madman DVD review.
And it's in colour.
Yo, man, it's a lot of brothers.